From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump imposed new economic sanctions Thursday on North Korea for its nuclear threat, targeting individuals and businesses that finance trade with Pyongyang's reclusive communist regime and funding for its weapons development. Details now from U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
This new executive order enables Treasury to freeze assets of anyone conducting significant trade in goods, services, or technology with North Korea.
Trump said China's central bank has ordered a halt to trading with North Korea, although there was no immediate confirmation from Beijing, which has long been Pyongyang's main trade partner and its economic lifeline. Trump has long sought China's help in reining in North Korean weapons development. He praised the move by Beijing. President Trump also praised Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as a friend who gets high marks for running a very difficult part of the world. Trump's effusive praise for the Turkish leader came on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly on Thursday, despite tensions between the two countries over the conduct of Turkish security officials toward American protesters. Hours before Trump met Erdogan for talks, Erdogan supporters punched and kicked three protesters who interrupted his speech at a hotel in New York. The Voice of America's television footage shows audience members pummeling one of the men as American security officers tried to hustle him to safety. Soon after he was gone, a second man followed suit, and he was also repeatedly punched and hit on the head. This is VOA News. Israel's support of